Nestled within the heart of Aina Palace, Paris, from September 15 to 17, 30 distinguished international art galleries, accompanied by 6 institutions, grace the Men Art Fair. Amidst this illustrious gathering, Lebanon unfailingly stamped its luminescent mark. Even when confronted with significant economic challenges, Lebanon's indomitable spirit renders it an imperative protagonist in the global artistic tableau. A testament to this fortitude, a third of the galleries at the Men Art Fair bore Lebanese roots, audaciously championing their artists in Paris, the world's art core. The Men Art Fair, a direct lineage of the Beirut Art Fair, embodies Lebanese art's transcontinental odyssey towards Europe. Many featured artists during this edition beautifully capture the complexities of intercultural journeys, spanning between the Orient and the Occident. A basic aspiration of the fair lies in its fervor to nurture the emerging wave of artists and burgeoning galleries. Joanna Chevalier, the fair's artistic director, states, "Despite all the complications and difficulties the country is going through, Lebanon remains a creative hotspot in the Middle East, both in terms of art and of collectible design." 8 design galleries are taking part in this upcoming edition of Men Art Fair. The inauguration ceremony was rendered ethereal by the artistry of Alexander Polakevich and the harpsichordist Laure Vauvert, orchestrating a sophisticated choreography, synchronized to the preludes of the 18th-century luminaries, Louis and François Couperin. Lebanon also graced a panel titled Artistic Landscape of the Near East, Resilience Amidst Adversities, on September 15, 2023, a collaboration with the Master of Art Expertise and Market at Sorbonne University, Paris. Emerging from this illuminating discourse, Salah Burakat, a preeminent Lebanese gallerist, asserted, "It's of crucial importance for Lebanon to be echoed in this discourse, amidst any storm. It's not about opulence but about affirming resilience. Our very presence here resonates with that testament." He further presented, within his stand at Aina Palace, a collaborative masterpiece, born from the synergy between calligraphy maestro Samir Sayegh, and the prodigious sculptor, Tariq Elkasuf. Mohamed Omran, renowned Syrian artist, conveyed, "Residing in France since 2007, beyond our shared mantle of resistance, my narrative mirrors those bereft of choices. My ardor lies in persevering in my adopted homeland, ensuring my family's well-being through my art." Marion Slatine, a postdoctoral researcher, elucidated her research course, pivoting around contemporary Palestinian art, encompassing 3 pivotal cities, East Jerusalem, Ramallah, and Gaza. She reflected on the challenges of sourcing credible references and her profound immersion in the artistic milieu. "Being French and a cultural delegate at the French Institute facilitated my stays in Gaza, enabling me to liaise with artists, collate their narratives, and execute a meticulous anthropological study." In conclusion, Natalie Bondil, the panel's moderator, accentuated the quintessential significance of art and artists from the Middle East, whose masterpieces transcend resilience, touching the very core of the universal human experience. In essence, the Men Art Fair in Paris surpasses a mere art exposition. It embodies the resilience, cultural diversity, and richness of the Middle East. In our ever-evolving world, such monumental events underscore the art's pivotal role as a conduit for dialogue, unity, and hope. Lebanon's luminary presence at this fair reinforces the conviction that even in the face of adversity, artistic creativity and passion remain undying beacons.